Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Kevin Wheeler out of here.
I can't. I can't even touch her.
Look at her.
106.5 The End.
Now this is a story all about how my life
One of our favorite shows growing up in the 90s, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And it was like a year ago, someone, a super fan of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, put together a viral trailer on YouTube that turned the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air into a very dark drama.
Oh.
But apparently, this trailer, just made by a fan, caught the eye of Will Smith. And over the last year, they've been taking the concept of it being a very dramatic Fresh Prince and actually making it into a real TV show.
It sounds like a terrible idea. It sounds like we were all having fun and then somebody was just like, stop that.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's other shows like Full House, like their mom was killed by a drunk driver.
Oh, right. That's right.
Right. And that's how the whole series started, whereas like Danny Tanner couldn't raise the girls by himself. He had to ask Uncle Jesse and Joey Gladstone to come in and live with them to help raise their daughters, right? I mean, there's...
But when you live in a $25 million house in San Francisco, why not?
Well, right. See, I can think of a way to make Full House dramatic.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I mean...
Good, because apparently now this is what it takes to get success.
This is beyond the fact that these three girls, their mother was killed.
Right, okay.
It's also heavily focuses on income inequality because... Danny Tanner and Aunt Becky were co-hosts on the same San Francisco morning talk show, and he could afford that gigantic, beautiful house, and that poor woman could only live in his attic.
Oh, right. Well, I guess I never really thought of that.
I mean, if we're going to do something like that, then I am going to propose a reboot of Cheers, classic sitcom from the 80s about barflies, but with this one, and again, you don't even really need to change anything to make it more dramatic, but you have a failed baseball player who had it all and then lost it all.
Yeah.
And he owns a bar and it's filled with nothing but miserable alcoholics that come in every single day.
They have no place else to go.
Norm avoids his wife.
Right.
Carla hates herself and her husband.
Frazier is so disgusted by his clients and his psychiatry business, he has to go wash their problems away with alcohol.
Right. Mm-hmm. And being around that much depression day in, day out, when you were already a depressed, failed professional baseball player.
Yeah.
I mean, he has two choices. One, you kill yourself.
Of course.
Can't do that because then the show's over.
Well, right. We don't want that.
So what does he do? Tries to satisfy that pain with sexual partners.
Oh, yes. Oh. And just, he was a sex addict.
And sleeps through Boston as best he can.
Right.
And we just watch his mental breakdown amongst more depression. And that's the whole show.
Right.
Cheers.
We talked about this earlier in the week that they're taking Clueless, which was a movie back in the 90s, and they're rebooting that as a TV series. But it's in the series, Dion is trying to explain why Cher isn't on the show. Like, Cher's missing.
Like a mystery?
I guess. Like,
funny
Dion.
Enough, they didn't do it the other way around. They didn't make it so that the co-star was missing. They made it so the star of the movie that the movie is about isn't a part of it.
Right. That we all loved.
Right.
Yeah, no. I mean, Because if anybody told you, Brecken Meyer's missing, you go, who cares?
Right.
Travis. <you.
laughs> Travis. It is Travis Birkenstock. I think that's his name in the movie, right?
Travis Birkenstock. That was his name.
So, you know the movie Big?
With yes. Uh-oh.
Josh Baskin's obsession with the occult pushes him seaside to obey a master of wizardry after his desire for new heights stops him in his tracks. Overnight, Josh discovers that being small isn't what it's cracked up to be. There's a little plot twist. He kills his best friend.
Wow, oh my God. That redheaded kid?
Yeah.
Oh, with the funny nose.
and they do that thing, schmouch, kapow, wow, whatever
yeah.
they do.
He's dead. How does he kill him?
He did it because he needs to seek revenge on the wizard.
Oh, and the wizard Zoltar? Craves a child's blood?
Yes.
Is the wizard Zoltar?
Yes.
And Zoltar's a real person?
Yes.
Why would watch the F out of that movie?
Didn't see that coming, did you?
No.
Okay, was Big not sad enough because that boy that turned into a man was forced to have sex with that woman? We don't really know.
He wasn't forced, but that woman, she fell in love with it, and she has to live with the rest of her life to know that she had sex with a child.
Does she know that he got small again?
Yeah, because he gets the...
He
turns around and waves at her in his big floppy coat.
And then she's just fine with it?
She just lives the rest of her life knowing I had sex with a kid.
That seems dark enough.
Yeah, it does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.